one American at a time.
The heat has been turned up. Somebody needs to get up and turn it off. Isn't that the way you're all feeling? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ooh, we are headed into the weekend, and it's going to be a hot one. And we were complaining about snow. Give me the snow. It is crazy hot across this nation. 140-some million people affected by the temperatures that we're seeing, where it feels like in the Midwest in some places as though you are standing in the middle of a desert that is 121 degrees. The poor folks in Minneapolis, yeah, some blackouts, some shortages of ice, and some serious sweating going on. For people who don't normally sweat, I'm going to just guess, give them the right circumstances, like being locked out of their house or something, where they have to fumble around, figure out how to get in, and they're out in the sun longer than they intended, they're going to sweat. Sorry, I can't give you more relief. According to all the weather reports I checked, a lot of you are heading into an even worse Friday. Ooh, can it get any worse? All right, we all know that I'm the poll princess, right? That's what I like to call myself, because I check out these polls and read them for whatever their merits might or might not be. There's a new poll that was released on Wednesday that showed some serious warning signs for the president on re-election chances of 2012. So check this out. The Public Policy Polling Survey found for the first time since July that the president doesn't lead Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney in the monthly national poll. Romney pulls into a tie with Obama at 45. Now, if you're helping Romney run, you are stoked. If you are in the Obama camp, you're a little worried. Is the economy stupid? That sentence applies. If the economy flops over in a different direction and people that are unemployed who have been sending out thousands of resumes and done everything they can and who are flat out frustrated, if they go back to work, that changes the fates and the fortunes of this president. But now, for the first time, I really truly believe he could be in more trouble as we watch what's happening across the country. Someone's got to take the blame, and if you're the president, it's true, the buck stops with you. Ultimately, there are certain powers that go along with being the president and certain things that maybe some take for granted. Speaking of deals or lack of deals or any of that kind of stuff, coming up we've got a We Can Count. As part of We Can Count, we're going to tell you how many people we think did the right thing when it came to the NFL. The NFL owners vote to bring the season back and the lockout. Now the players have to vote on it. They may have that vote by Friday. Might be in by Friday. Senator Jordan, not psyched about what's happening with this tug of war over the debt. And Jordan says, let's take that vote. Hey, fellow senators, let's take that vote and let's really dig in and make it permanent marker when it comes to what line we're stepping over with the line in the sand. So here he is, Jordan, in his own words.
My message is real simple. Harry Reid, bring it up for a vote.
All right. Bring it up for a vote. I think it passes. But then the problem is on the other side, the headbutting between the House and the Senate. Besides that, as I said, the NFL looks like they've got a deal in place. However, that's just the owner side of it. The players still have to sign off on it. I mentioned the day, the end of the week here. Let's go out to Mr. Richardson, Jerry Richardson. You'll hear a bit of a twang, and you'll know the team that he owns. Think Carolina on my mind. And anyway, Richardson talked about the fans, the players, issues, and that kind of stuff, and this thing coming to a halt.
We responded, I think, in the areas that the players were really concerned about, and we called those the health issues. And that was really the reason that we were willing to move off of our request for an 18-game schedule. There's so many parts to it, and I think that they can take peace in the fact that we have a 10-year agreement, and they aren't going to have to go through this for 10 years, and we can concentrate on football, and we don't have to go through all this stress we've been through.
I agree. Let's concentrate on football for 10 years and not focus on any of this other nonsense. Alan Canada, you now have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. There are a lot of smart journalists like you, but there are a lot of stupid journalists. We've got PBS up here in Canada. We call it Pinko Boring and Socialist. On Tuesday night, they ran a 10-minute story about some guy in Texas who went around after 9/11 murdering people who looked like Muslims to him.
Man.
And did they execute him yesterday?
Yes.
They did execute him.
Yes.
So he's toast. Anyway, I'll tell you how stupid the socialists and liberals that run our media up here. They ran a 10-minute story on a Muslim that he wounded but didn't kill, and he was fighting to have this guy's sentence commuted to life in prison, right? Did you hear that story?
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
They ran that. And then, so I watched the news religiously. The only thing I watch on the idiot box is the news. I love the radio. I don't like the boot. I watched the news religiously last night and tonight, and not a single follow-up story on that. They didn't say whether he was executed or anything. Can you? I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why on earth they do a and the only reason they did that story was to try to, you know, this guy was a white man and a Christian, and this Muslim guy was fighting to save his life. It shows how wonderful the Muslims are and how evil white Christians are. That's the only reason why this Pinko brought boring and socialist PBS up here in Canada. But they didn't even do a follow-up story. Doesn't the news organizations in the United States have some kind of editor who looks at the big picture and says, if we're going to do a story on Tuesday night about something that might happen on Wednesday, maybe on Thursday, we should tell whether it actually did happen or not.
Yeah, the payoff. You want to know the payoff. You don't want to know that it's just a possibility. Here's what's going on. Okay, here's what he did. Here's what he was convicted of. And then you don't know the answer to the riddle. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you know, if I were the king of the world, here's what I would do. Everybody that's convicted of murder, I would give them a choice. You can spend the rest of your life in jail, your natural life, doing hard labor, 20, 30 hours a week of hard labor, making money for the tax. Our prisons should be making money for the government, not costing
yeah,
the government money.
That's true.
Or you can take a lethal injection now. It's up to you. You either take a lethal injection now, or you spend the rest of your life manufacturing stuff in jail, or smashing rocks into sand and gravel for highway repair or whatever, or you can take a lethal injection now. And then I don't know how the left can oppose that. The liberals and the socialists can't really say, well, it's not really, you're not really executing the guy. It's his choice. It's euthanasia. He's taking a mercy killing because he doesn't want to spend. And also, one other quick thing. Mary Robinson used to be president of Ireland. And she was on the news yesterday attacking the United States for not giving more billions and billions and billions of dollars to help the starving people of Somalia. And Somalia is a Muslim country. She never once mentioned the millions of the 9 or 10 Muslim countries who have trillions of dollars of oil money. How much are they giving to feed the starving, their fellow Muslims?
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Good point. Thank you so much, Al, for the call. Have a great weekend.
Sex and happiness both enrich our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves as happy. Sex and Happiness on WebTalkRadio.net helps you learn about and mostly have great sex and to experience real intimacy and happiness. That's Sex and Happiness with host Lori Handlers, brought to you by LifeWave Patches, the quantum anti-aging way to look and feel healthier. For more information, go to ValerieHandlers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
So we're on to the last-ditch negotiations between the Prez, supposedly, and House Speaker John Boehner, who told Rush Limbaugh, there is no deal. What deal? We're not doing a deal, but okay. Somebody's negotiating somewhere. It might be the ghost of Boehner and Obama in the future. I don't know. But they had a conversation, several of them, talking about the debt plan that would cut, what, $3 trillion over 10 and would stop the default. But everyone's denying it. Everyone's denying it, yet it continues to be pushed out there. So, you know my theory, where there's smoke, there's fire. There has to be something to that. I'm just thinking there definitely has to be something happening there. And Boehner saying he'll compromise on the debt limit. He's willing to compromise. And also said, do people realize how serious this is and ultimately what it will do to their own rates? Let's take one. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sambo. Oh, Sam, we lost you. He must have nodded off. We lost Sam. He was trailing us, but then somehow we lost him. All right, let me give you some of the finer points of what House Budget Chief Jacob Lew told the reporters that were there at the Capitol. He said, I'm unaware of the deal between Obama and congressional Republicans. And he repeated, we made clear revenues have to be included. They want taxes. They want revenues. They want that to happen. officially, the president is pushing for that big, giant whole enchilada compromise that would cut the budget deficit and extend the government's, really, let's face it, already tapped out borrowing power against the current $14.3 trillion. Ooh, thinking of that number, trillion. It's awful. I mean, even if it was halved, or even if it was just a little bit over, that'd be one thing, but that is an astronomical figure. How do you get around that? And this is what now so many people are screaming about. And you can see why. If you have kids, then you know why. Because ultimately, what jobs are they going to have? How are they going to bail out the United States of America if we're being asked to do the same thing? We might as well take the hit, and that's it. Might as well take that hit. Because somebody has to do something to throw a lifeline to the people that are generations behind. Because we skip stones a lot here on ATN, I feel like there's things that I am chomping at the bit during the day to bring up on the show. And then the show comes, we're moving pretty fast down the mountain, and before you know it, we've reached the bottom. So there are some things I wanted to squeeze in that are worth mentioning here. And it includes the follow-up to Rupert Murdoch. If you've been paying attention to what's going on there, I mean, we've let you in on a few things that have happened and some of the speculation on all of that, certainly. But who knows what happens with Murdoch, who swears he had no clue what was going on with News of the World or any of his other holdings. But I think they're going to try to pin a few things on him. I don't think he gets off quite like that, kind of all over the map trying to describe what happened. I don't think so. So, debt limit, raising it or not. Do you still keep the same position like Dan in Texas where you say, dig in, it's going to be a wait, but I'm going to dig in because that dog just will not hunt? Or are you of the philosophy of, well, forget it, just have a limit on it. So in other words, agree to disagree, but actually move forward and try to chop it up a little bit. Try to take a big chunk out of it. You know what I mean? Instead of just those little, it's like we're chipping away at it, but the chipping away does absolutely nothing. All right, let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick. Rick, are you with us? No, we lost Rick. You guys have to upgrade those cell phones. Haven't you seen those T-Mobile commercials? I don't think you have. Those are the ones, remember Catherine Zeta-Jones used to do those commercials? Obviously, we need some people who need to bundle out there. Check into bundling, okay? That's what you need to do. See if you can get a better deal. So you can watch some of the television that's over the top on HBO, especially. HBO seems to get some of the really, really good hits. How sad for the people that died as a result of, let's face it, taking a picture in Yosemite. It gets tricky when you lose your balance, and that's exactly what happened. And can you imagine falling over the side onto that waterfall the way they did? And they're presumed dead at this point. They were swept over the fall. 317 feet is what you're talking about. That is amazing. It would be amazing if anyone survived that. It would be terrific if you had some miracle story, but very, very doubtful. And why people aren't paying attention to that, I don't know. I don't know why they're not paying attention to the surroundings. They climbed over that guardrail. They put their feet in the water about 25 feet from the water's edge. And then the hikers are all in their 20s. The oldest one is 27, but pretty much they're in their middle 30s. This had to shake up a few people. I know where I grew up, if they said shark attack, everybody would be running for the exits. So maybe you don't want that. You don't want that mass problem. We've seen that before. That's not very fun. But that's what happens, right? So they're going to go try to get their bodies. The park officials say that they were presumed to be the visitors, that they're the ones that died, and they're beefing up the search efforts. Ugh, boy, that'd be a rough call to have to make, wouldn't it? Police officer calling the house and saying, hey, guess what? You know, your son was at Yosemite. I have some bad news. Sit down. I mean, how do you deliver that news? Unless the head of the camp did that. But it's a good time to point out to people, be careful about that. Watch your footing. That's what the key is. Watch your footing. I can remember one time going over a waterfall and it had the green algae on it at the top. And I just didn't, and this wasn't too long ago. I guess I just didn't really think about it. For some reason, it didn't enter into my process. And I slipped. I got scared because I kind of slipped around a little bit and there is no way anybody could get me. I was far enough out on a walk across that river that, I'll tell you, one little slip and then you were just crawling. I mean, everything comes to a complete halt. And people don't understand. I mean, there's a reason why the guardrail's there, not to spoil your fun, but because other people have done that. Other people have been sucked into the vortex. And that's what's going to happen here on the Monday game. A lot of interesting things going on between the debt ceiling and whether or not that gets lifted or we default on the loans and the NFL and whether or not the players, which could happen a lot sooner than the debt ceiling vote on some of the plans that are out there. And the NFL players have to pick up the ball and decide, do they agree to the new collective bargaining agreement, which would be in place, as you heard, for 10 more years before they'd have to mess around with this again. So they don't get the 18-game season. Woohoo! That's smart because there's way too many injuries, as all of you know, even if you play just high school football, how fast, the speed, all of that. So it makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. And then, of course, the third thing where the big buzz is, it's all about the heat. People are uncomfortable even at night sleeping on top of the sheet. Don't even cover themselves in a sheet. Coming up on the flip side, another version of We Can Count. Plus, we're going to try and check those emails, too.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It's all about the numbers, and for this edition of We Can Count, check it out. We have lost $1.3 billion in the Chrysler gambit. Yeah. So the government wrapped up that bailout. The Treasury says likely they lost $1.3 billion on the deal. Of course, losing venture to begin with. That's why we all love Ford now at this point. Let's just look at the numbers for a second here. Remember what happened in this bailout. What happened was the government decided, the government committed a total of $12.5 billion to the old Chrysler and the company's newly formed Chrysler Group. Of all that money, those so-called funds, $11.2 billion have been returned through principal repayments, right? So the new Chrysler Group paid back $5.1 billion in loans if the other didn't work out so well. So overall, losing the $1.3, they still say it's a major accomplishment because they got all the rest of it back. Remember, the initial estimates from the Congressional Budget Office in 2009, when this was all going on, said that the government would lose $40 billion on the auto bailout. So they didn't lose $40 billion, but they still lost a big chunk of money. And TARP overall was originally authorized in a completely different way. And this was the problem with the stimulus in the first place, because it was supposed to cost $700 billion, but the Treasury Department has only paid out $411 billion. look, either way, it didn't work out so great, did it? No. Do we want to really own an auto company? No. And that's all you need to know. It didn't work out, period. So it wasn't as big of a number as they thought was going to be the failure, but it was still a failure nonetheless. 10 years, I've been talking about it. The NFL, new CBA agreement, if, not so fast, the players sign off on it. They have not done that. Although, apparently they're leaning in that direction. The owners voted to end the lockout. They went through the numbers, came up with a new CBA. Now will the players sign off on it? Because there's still some things that the players weren't interested in having as part of the deal that haven't changed. So it's not a surprise when the union boss for the guys who suit up every week, DeMaurice Smith, says there's no agreement between the NFL and the players right now because, in fact, the folks, there is no agreement right now. And until the players sign off on it, there won't be one. But they're close. They're close. So I guess Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is pretty optimistic. That's probably why he threw that out there. Thinking to himself, I'm standing at the craps table. We're going into another cycle here, especially with cable and radio, where we can pump out some positive news because people want positive news when it comes to the NFL and whether or not it's going to be back. And that's why they decided to roll with that info. Here's some good news for Week in Count. New suspects were arrested in the Giants fan beating. That's good because I thought this might be one of those horrible situations where the bad guys truly get away with it. And there's just no excuse for what happened there in Los Angeles. I get the rivalry thing, and hey, I've seen in New York people escorted out of Yankee Stadium during a Red Sox matchup, and I've actually seen people go crazy at Fenway, too. It's got to be one of our biggest rivalries in sports. I mean, we could argue about it, but ultimately it is. Just like the Giants and the Dodgers. So Brian Stowe nearly beaten to within an inch of his life by two guys outside the stadium after he went to the season opener between the Giants and the Dodgers. And a lot of people have sent an avalanche of mail to the Stowe family. And remember, there was even reward money that was offered. $250,000, I think it was, in reward money that was collected so they could try and get whoever did this. They thought they had Giovanni Ramirez. They thought he was the guy. And since then, they've come up with two others and were quick to announce, okay, we have two other people when it comes to the Giants fan. We've got two other people who have been arrested. And that's a good thing because, boy, they don't need that black eye. Woo, they don't need that black eye. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. We're heading to another hot weekend in Texas. Hey.
This is going to be wonderful. We'll get to watch the Filthy Eagles. I mean, Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas, what's their name, Cowboys?
Cowboys,
you know, the
yeah.
ones you ridiculed so terribly last year, and I had to eat all my pro and con on the Cowboys. This year we get to do it another game. We can have Roast Eagle in the Cowboys stadium.
And Roast
it'll, Eagle. It'll be us against the Dog Killer.
You're terrible. Here come the birds. We're going to pick their bones.
You owe me two jokes. Let's have them.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You promised. You gave me your word. I will give you two jokes if you will give me one now.
I said,
I'll give you one when you come back, blah,
listen,
blah, blah.
I gave you a joke the other night. Didn't I give you a joke the other night?
No, you did not. You
All
did
right.
not.
Do I really have to give you a joke? My jokes are so corny, though.
That's
the,
okay,
the rest
baby.
Of the world, the rest of the world listening to these jokes are just going to be flabbergasted at how lame my joke is. But okay, you know, I I have a couple of lawyers in my family, so I know a bunch of lawyer jokes. And who doesn't like a good lawyer joke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of guys really had it coming to them, you might say. A bunch of us have had run-ins with lawyers, and easily we can relate to some of the more interesting lawyer jokes that I have dug up, and I went to the ends of the earth to come up with this one. I got a couple of them. Why won't sharks attack lawyers?
Okay.
Professional courtesy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
How about
this
one? What about this one? What's the definition of a lawyer?
I don't know.
A mouth with a life support system.
Aha.
Oh, you're not even
laughing.
I haven't even got you to laugh at all.
Well, it's because I'm so cerebral. You understand?
All right, here's a good one. Wait, one more.
Okay.
How can you tell a lawyer is lying?
His mouth is moving.
That's a good one, and a lot of people know that one, but other lawyers look interested.
What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good thing.
A good
I don't
start.
Know what.
A good start.
A good start, yeah.
A good start. Obama's a lawyer, right?
He is.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they did a little survey today, and he was making this speech that he will be judged on how the people feel about how he has done and how hard he's fought for them and whether or not he's done the right thing. And so they come up with a poll that shows 69% of the people think the country's going the wrong way. Duh.
Yeah. Duh, winning. Not.
So what do you think about the potential of a deal with these two, Boehner, Crybaby Boehner and our boy? I mean, our Prez.
You know, they keep denying it. Boehner denies it. You know, we have talk radio that comes on with us, and I had one of the guys from talk radio, and of course they were all trying to get the answer, find out if they could get one of his congressional aides to say something, but really they're not saying anything. They're denying that there was any kind of a meeting. But there have been a bunch of meetings with Boehner from the golf course on. So what is going to happen here? Here's what the deal is. It would be a compromise, a short-term solution again, if something's announced, but then you still have to get the votes. So that's the other part of it. Dan still has to be voted on.
Well, I gave him a call today, and I reminded him, I reminded his office that just like we told those Democrats before we voted in November last year, this last November, that we would remember in November. We just kept telling them the same thing. I said, remember, we will remember in November. You better not fold. You better play it straight. And, I didn't use any profanity or anything, which, as hot a temper as I sometimes have, and as suggestive as I can be on occasion, that was very good.
Very good. It's good. Well, I keep saying that. Power to the people, and good for you. That's it, Dan. That's the magic.
But, I'm so happy what you told about the football. We have been dying for our football. We love our football.
No kidding. We need a distraction that we all agree upon. So there's one.
Okay. Good night, honey.
All right. You have a great weekend. And it is a distraction that we enjoy. I mean, look, we have freedoms for a reason. And as Americans, what are we about? The freedom to listen to whatever kind of music you want to listen to, the freedom to read whatever you want to read and watch, whatever it is that you want to watch, whether you sit in front of the boob tube forever or just you're picky about what you're doing. It's all good, my friends. That's why it's great to be an American, because we don't have state-run media. We don't have people telling us what we can look at and what we can't look at. Now, there's no accounting for taste, right? But hey, it's the best thing about living in this country. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of looking at things, we got our cheap movie review.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light, with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
It's the weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It must mean we get a break. We get to go to the movies, right? This movie, I predict, will probably be tops at the box office. And a lot of people, meaning the critics, which I don't really pay attention to the critics necessarily. That's why we call this the cheap movie review, because it's the everyday review. We don't dive too deep on purpose into the genre of who's doing what and how they didn't follow the script exactly or the comic exactly or whatever. But this is one I think a lot of us can relate to, though. And let's face it, the comic book stuff is huge when it's done right. And this one supposedly was done right. So here's a little snippet to start things off of Captain America.
I know this neighborhood. I got beat up in that alley.
We just don't know when to give up.
I could do this all day.
You have something against running away?
If you start running, they'll never let you stop.
You really gonna do this now?
There are men laying down their lives. I got no right to do any less than that.
I can offer you a chance.
Our goal is to create a new breed of super soldiers.
When you brought a 90-pound asthmatic onto my army base, I let it slide.
I am looking for qualities beyond the physical.
Men, wars, deaths.
Grenade! Everybody down!
Is this a test?
He's still skinny.
Whatever happens, stay who you are. Not just a soldier. But a good man.
Is it too late to go to the bathroom?
Thank you.
actually did it. Who the hell are you?
The Force of Many.
Hydra is the Nazi Deep Science Division, led by Johann Schmidt.
He thinks he's a god. He's willing to blow up half the world to prove it.
You're not even close to this technology.
I asked for an arm, and all I got was you.
Congratulations. You just got promoted.
Mr. Stark?
I had some ideas about the uniform.
You're gonna get so many girls.
Captain, we are much alike.
I don't know if I can do this.
You won't be alone.
What made you so special?
Nothing. I'm just a kid from Brooklyn.
Hey!
You're late.
Nobody's perfect.
All right, self-explanatory. Like I said, the setup, the comic, Captain America, you could hear it pretty much played out in the little slither that we showed you. Something different from Captain America is one that's been really put out there all over the place. I think even during the All-Star Game, in fact, I was watching the baseball All-Star Game, and I remember the big plug for Friends with Benefits. Justin Timberlake is in it, and they did a quickie little interview with him because he's a huge sports fan. So you can imagine Friends with Benefits. Pretty hard to figure out what it's about, right? Check it out.
I just feel like we should chill for a while.
I think we should take a break.
You're breaking up with me?
It's not you.
Of course it's me.
It's me. I don't like you anymore. You said that I was your soulmate.
I did? When?
When we were at that bed and breakfast having sex.
You know, that's...
That doesn't what?
Count. Hello.
I'm done with the relationship thing.
I'm emotionally unavailable.
I'm emotionally damaged.
You don't say.
No emotions. Just sex.
So I guess we should just start.
Bedroom.
What's wrong with the couch?
The bedroom has better light. And since we're just friends, I don't have to be insecure about my body.
Come on, you're beautiful. You have nothing to...
That sounds emotionally supportive. Lock that down.
Your ass is a little bony.
Much better.
I can work with that.
Okay. Should be fine.
I don't know what you're doing. I can't see you putting on your black underpants. Jamie, baby, I missed you. Oh, baby. Did your boobs get bigger?
It's just sex.
That never works.
Nah, you don't get it, bro. Jamie's different.
She's no different.
What do you know about women?
You're gay.
But the offers still keep rolling in, naturally. Look at me.
Come with me to L.A. You'd be a great distraction for my family. They'll love you. All fast-talking and brusque like I'm bringing home a carny.
Are those braids?
Yeah, he was going through a crisscross phase.
I can't believe you still like them.
I didn't like these guys. I don't even remember. Don't try to compare us to another bad little fad. I'm the man in a bag. Give me something that you never had.
How close can we get to the sign?
This is it.
All right, come on.
No, wait. They take this seriously.
Pussy! Are we getting too old for this?
Sex?
Casual sex. You still so college.
Oh, I can sing some Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
That's not Third Eye Blind.
I'm pretty sure that's Third Eye Blind.
Nope.
You have a boat?
I live in Jersey. I ain't taking no ferry. It's out to dinner and a show. Bam!
You gotta stop buying into the Hollywood cliche of true love. Shut up, Katherine Heigl, you stupid liar!
I think I messed it up.
It seems you're really into this guy. Do you want some motherly love advice? Mom! What are you doing? I'm the princess, and Aubrey's my bad little pony. Never done this before?
This is the LAPD.
I told you!
Get down!
I have a fear of heights.
Why would you come up here?
You called me a pussy!
Sir, this is your last warning.
They actually wrapped you in a foil blanket.
Oh, my God, that's good.
Oh, I gotta see that again.
All right, it's a who's who besides Justin Timberlake. You've got Patricia Clarkson and Jenna Elfman and Woody Harrelson and Andy Samberg. And the lovely Mila Kunis is in it. I think every guy wants to go to this chick flick because of Mila and her incredible looks. So if you got to pick a chick flick, and you want to score some points, maybe this is the one you check out. Here's an independent film that got a lot of buzz at some of the festivals, including Sundance. It's called Another Earth.
This is Dr. Joan Tallis, the United States planet Earth. Do you read me? Is anyone out there?
Come.
We're getting feedback. Let's try another channel.
Hello? Hello? This is Dr. Joan Tallis.
What does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
In the grand history of the cosmos, more than 13,000 million years old, on Earth is replicated elsewhere.
There's another you out there.
Now you begin to wonder,
the other me made the same mistakes I made. And is that me better than this me?
Let me tell you a story. It's about a girl. She does something unforgivable. She goes to apologize, but she loses her nerve. She lies to him. She thinks she might be able to make his life a little bit better. It was really just a way to survive what she'd done.
Accident, a lot of guilt feelings, and you hear the music. Whenever you hear that music, you know drama is going to definitely be involved somehow. You know, it's matching the music with the movies. I always thought that would be the cool job, right? So you get the idea. You're going to be pretty sad if you go to that one. Maybe Captain America gets my vote. In fact, I think it does, and it's probably going to be number one at the box office. Have fun if you go and check out the movies, and report back to us if you want to do your own little cheap movie review so that we know what to go and see and what to avoid.